Blog Talk Radio. This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so happy to be here with you today to bring another exciting, wonderful, and encouraging guest. You know, I've been doing the show almost 6 years, it'll be next month, and it has been such a blessing to me. The biggest blessing I've gotten out of it is meeting wonderful people from all over the world. Almost every day I get to talk to people who are encouraging, who are helping others, and that our guest today does exactly that. We have Melissa Fort Thornton. She's a storyteller, a poet, a music publicist, and a lyricist. She's also co-host of Tree of Trust podcast, which focuses on mental wellness topics. She feels that her purpose and passion are to share kindness and understanding. Welcome to the show, Melissa. So great to have you today.
Well, thank you, Mari, and thank you for having me on Dare to Be Authentic. I love what you do with your show. I love that you share authenticity. And I'm glad to meet somebody from California. That's where I'm originally from as well.
Yay, it's a beautiful place out here, and California is absolutely gorgeous. And I've only been out here, actually, I think it'll be 4 years or maybe five. I don't know. I keep losing track, but I love it out here. So tell us a little bit about the story of how you came to do, you do many things, of how you came to do the things you do now.
Well, I do wear a lot of hats, and I think I always had a passion for English and language. My mom was a school teacher, and when I was 13, I actually published my first story, which is, it was terrible. It was a mini mystery in a Scholastic magazine, and I got 10 whole dollars for it. And a lot of times I don't get paid much more these days, but it was fun, and I loved it. But at the time, I was in a wheelchair. I was recovering from a boating accident. I'd been hit by a boat, and it was pretty bad accident. I got caught in the prop, and it could have been much, much worse. And so I'd started really pouring myself into writing. And that's when short stories and poetry started becoming very cathartic for me. And that just continued. You know, I went on in all my classes and wanted to be college bound, and I was. But at 17, I was named Young Writer of the Year by Huntsville Literary Association, which was very much an honor. And I went on into English and public relations. But I lost my mom to suicide when I was in graduate school. And when that happened, I really turned to my writing. And even though I was in public relations, which made it very, you and I were talking right before the show, you know, a lot of times you put on this face, you know, this public face, and everything's fine, everything's great. And I was in a profession where I had to do that when she died. And there seemed a lot of stigma and shame about the way she passed away. And and that made it very hard. So I had this public persona and the private pain. So the writing became even more important.
Very good. So your writing is so cathartic. I've experienced that in my life because I'm a writer as well. And that was a really good way for you, especially, like you say, having to put on that happy face going to work or with clients, whatever. That's pretty interesting. So I know that you have this wonderful mission, pretty much, of sharing kindness and understanding. So tell us a little bit why that's your mission, how that came about, and how you go about doing that.
All right. Well, I'll get to the podcast, which is Tree of Trust podcast. That is something I'm doing with one of my storytelling partners. And that kind of, everything kind of ties together, which is fun and cool, even though I'm wearing these different hats. I work as a music publicist, which I know people go to school and are educated in arts and entertainment, you know, management and promotions. I was so blessed and fortunate in that I have a background in public relations, but I love music, and I had been writing, and I found a musician, my husband, and I went to a festival, and we loved this one musician, and I got in touch with them and said, hey, we loved your music. You were the highlight of that festival. Well, he happened to live in Huntsville, and he got in touch, and he said, I'm updating my website. I need a writer. And then we just kind of connected over the human condition and the way he writes his original songs, and we connected, so he asked me to be his publicist. So, you know, he's taught me so much. It's Ricky J. Taylor. And then he asked me to get on stage and do some storytelling. And he knows about the voting act, he knows about my mom. He knows my, you know, I have a heart for love and loss and the human condition. So he said, that's kind of what my songs are about too. So I was scared to death. He pushed me out there and I did it. And it apparently went well. We've added another storyteller, Christy James, and she is comedic, which is great. So she has that component. I have the more poignant, you know, finding miracles in everyday things, looking for the hope and sometimes loss. And then Rick's songs kind of tie it together, and we do a shtick called Songs and Stories. And then another person, jazz musician, picked me up and asked me to, Robin Grant asked me to do her music publicity, and she's fantastic, and I can't wait to see her next album coming out this year. So anyway, in doing all this, I got to talking more in storytelling and otherwise and connecting with Christy, and she lost someone very close to her to suicide. So we had this passion, and we both were sharing stories on a stage and behind, you know, we just bonded in another way. And we're like, you know, we need to share more about things that, you know, are hurt inside. But, you know, we find the laughter through the tears, that sweet spot. And we need to let people know it's okay. It's okay. You know, whatever you're struggling with, whether it's, you know, it's a divorce or grief, or, you know, maybe you've had a suicide, or there's substance abuse or social anxiety or obsessive compulsive disorder, whatever it is, you know, everybody has a story. Everybody has some kind of struggle, and it's okay to share that and come out in the light, and let's be kind to each other and let people know we're not alone. So we started this. We call it the Tree of Trust because we're all in the Tree of Trust. maybe a little bit of a hot mess, but we're very excited. That's going to launch February 7th.
Wow, how exciting. I loved your focus, and I love that you say all of us struggle, even though our struggles are different. And when we're going through struggles, so many times we feel like we're the only one who's ever experienced that. You know, you feel like you're alone.
Yes.
But you're bringing out the message that we do all struggle, even though they may be all different struggles. And I love the name of your podcast, Tree of Trust, and I can't wait for it to come out. That's absolutely fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about authenticity, since this is called Dare to be Authentic. What role does authenticity play in all of this for you?
Oh, I think that, and I love the name of your show, Dare to be Authentic, because I think sometimes we have to be brave. We have to dare each other or dare ourselves to step out and be genuine and transparent. And when you and I first talked about my possibly coming on your show, we kind of laughed, and, you know, you were in California, and I said, well, I have a Southern accent, but I'm originally from California, but I eat grits, and, you know, I've grown up in Alabama. And you go, well, that's pretty authentic. I said, yeah. What you see is what you get, and what you hear is what you get with me. And, and I'll have to say, you know, I've had some tough stuff. You know, I lost my mom. I was in a wheelchair. I have a lot of scars, physical, you know, from that accident. I'm fully capable of walking and running now. I love to kayak and all of that, but I am scarred. And especially at that time in my life when I was 13, that was tough. Time of life when you want to feel physically perfect, and you're discovering, you know, how awkward, you know, it is to be a tween. And, but anyway, I just want to say, you know, I've developed kind of a, you know, I have this quirky sense of humor, and it's who I am. And, I just feel like I have to be true to myself. Now, I'm not going to say, as a creative soul, in my poetry and my music lyrics that I write, the song lyrics, some of that, you know, painful, dark emotion doesn't come out. There's some depth there that I draw from in that, especially. But that's why I write nonfiction. I've never written fiction. I'm everything. Every story I tell is a true story.
Wow.
So that's authentic.
That's great.
I guess.
It is. It is authentic. And the fact that you say I was born in California and have a Southern accent, I love that. The minute you said that to me, I'm like, I want this girl on my show. So cute. And you're not. And
well,
you're not,
it's true.
And you know, you just tell it like it is and share your story and share it boldly. And I absolutely love that. I can't imagine what it would be like you say, at the age of 13, to go through something so physical, a time when you're trying to find yourself and, you know, be beautiful and have the boys like you and all that. So you've gone through a lot, but you've taken all this pain and you've woven it into something really beautiful. And I really admire
you
for that, Melissa.
Well,
so what is the main message? You're welcome. What is the main message you want to bring to the public?
Well, I think I want people to, we all have stories. Everybody's been through something tough. And I call those our jagged ribbons of human experience. I guess that's the writer in me. And, you know, they're like scars. You know, some show, some don't. But it's through our stories that we can find common ground and share understanding and, you know, whether it's the good, the bad, the love, the loss, but most of all the hope. And I think in sharing those things and in connecting through those things and being true with each other and gentle with each other, that's one of the most powerful ways that we can heal as individuals and collectively as a people. You know, it's easy to share hate. It's easy to throw around blame. It's easy to bully and be all that. But it's so much more positive and healing to share the hope and the kindness.
Wow, that's beautiful. And so all of us can become storytellers in a sense of telling our part of the story.
Right, right. And even if you just speak to one person in person a day, that's kind of my little challenge to your listeners today. You know, even if it's someone at the checkout counter or when you're paying for your gas or calling a friend on the phone as opposed to just sending a text, let's hear each other's voices. Let's try to have a little more connection, not just, being so separated by technology and allowing ourselves to become isolated.
I like that. I love that. And I'm a big proponent of that. It's very easy to go just to texting or to posting on Facebook and messaging and all these other things. I'm very fortunate, like I said, that I get to talk to amazing people like you almost every day of my life. I love talking on the phone. And
I think you've done a great job at that.
People are surprised when they email me to be on my show and I call them instead of emailing them back. And they're like, oh, my gosh, I wasn't expecting a call. But I'd love to, you know, to connect verbally. We need that. We need each other. We need to hear other people's voices. You're so true about that. Very nice.
Exactly.
So is there anything else you wanted to say about that?
Just, I think that we do tend to put on sometimes on electronic media. You know, I think kids see a lot of comparisons. I think all of us do. I don't mean to say just the younger generation. I have a son who's 19, so I guess my heart immediately goes there as a mom. But, you know, we see a lot of things on Instagram or people are seeing it on Snapchat or wherever, Facebook. And you see this perfection. You see something that's an ideal, and that's curated. People are posting things that are out there. And I'm a publicist, so of course, you know, I'm putting encouragement in the best light, or inviting people to a great performance by an amazing songwriter, which is a very lovely thing. But at the same time, just realize that there's more to that story. And that your life is okay. And it's okay to sometimes not be okay. But be sure to let people know.
Fantastic. What a beautiful message. We're going to go for a little break, and we will be right back. And if you want to call in and ask Melissa any questions, you're free to call in at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. And we'll be right back.
Some of us are not so lucky, some very lucky. I researched and wrote the book, The Careless Driver, so that we as a nation could become lucky motorists. Motorists that don't hit animals, pedestrians, or other vehicles, ever. If there were no collisions, there would be no fatalities, no deaths on our highways and roadways. Please listen. You are invited.
Hello, it's Doc Indy here, your conscious life coach for women. As women, we're always taking care of everyone else, oftentimes to our own neglect. But I'm here to help you change that. I want you to go to mindfulhealthforwomen.com, that's with the number 4, so that you can book your free 30-minute coaching session, and we'll begin to address your mental, physical, and spiritual health. I look forward to speaking with you.
Melissa, let's talk a little bit about your podcast, Tree of Trust. It's coming up soon. Tell us a little bit about the format and what we can expect.
All right. Christy James, she is a storyteller herself. She has a comedy background, but she's also helped co-produce and been a cast member in Listen to Your Mother, which is a national storytelling show and on stage, and she did that in Nashville. But anyway, we connected through a suicide prevention and awareness benefit. So we are doing a podcast called Tree of Trust. It's true stories on tough topics shared with respect and hope. And we'll have a guest on each episode. We've already recorded several episodes. They'll share their story, just, you know, maybe 6 to 9 minutes of their story. And then we have an interview, Q&A, and then share resources afterwards. And we're really excited. We're launching with a live event. At the same time, we'll upload our first 3 episodes on February 7th. And that's going to be in Huntsville, the live event, where we'll have several of our first guests actually sharing their stories and some musicians who are sharing their music with us free, which is awesome. And we're just super excited. We one of the people sharing on this first few episodes is a young woman who's 15 years old, and she suffered from social anxiety, and she's overcoming that, and she's done a TEDx talk. She's amazing, very brave young woman, and I love that she can share with us and speak to a demographic that, you know, I'm much older than that, and she can talk to her peers, you know, that it can be tough trying to have those conversations, especially when you're shy, but to a crippling extent. And she's really breaking through that, and I love that. So that's one
amazing.
Of the stories.
I love that. How wonderful to have young people come forth and speak. And here she is battling social anxiety, yet she's going to come on stage and speak. That's pretty amazing. That's almost
it's
miraculous.
It's really amazing. She is. She really is. She's she has a lot of resources that she can share about what's helping her little by little overcome that, which is, you know, even better. It's not just here's the problem, here's what I'm doing, and this is helping me. Maybe it'll help you too, but we'll point you to it anyway.
Yeah, it's perfect, because giving a problem without a solution isn't very helpful to people. I love that you go full circle and not only bring forth whatever the person's difficulty is, but then the resources and the solutions. That's awesome. Would you tell us about another one of your guests coming up?
Yes, absolutely. We have Gary Jenkins. He's an actor. He's a musician. He's an MC. He's an entertainer. And he also grew up with a mother who had bipolar schizophrenia. And as a young boy, he talks about that experience and what that was like and how he experienced perfectly imperfect love. And it's a very beautiful, poignant story, very well told, and with greatest respect for his mother and how she did everything, you know, in her power to love well, even though she was very broken emotionally and mentally. And she passed away, but he shares this story. Really, it's a tribute. It's quite beautiful. And I really look forward to sharing that, because sometimes they're adult, you know, children who've been through that experience and they don't talk about it, you know.
That's right. People, you know, society doesn't want us to talk about things that are unpleasant. Again, going back to that facade of everything is so perfect and beautiful. But the fact that he's willing to share this, that's very healing for other people who've gone through this, or maybe even going through this at the moment, you know, with the parents who have mental illness to that level. So that's a beautiful story. So you might as well tell us about your third guest as well.
Okay. Well, I don't know if she's actually our third guest, but I'll tell you just quickly the topics of a couple of others that are queued up.
Okay.
One, it's postpartum depression. She went through that, and it's a beautiful story of overcoming that. And then also a gorgeous woman who's actually an esthetician, and that's her job now. But she talks about being a plus-size woman and having in a small, tiny-size, visually-oriented world with all this social media we're discussing, and having to discover her self-esteem and how it's okay, you know, to be not your size zero. And I love that.
I love that, too. I love that you have such varied guests. It goes from all different sides. It's just not focusing on one thing. That self-esteem issue is a big one for women and even for men. I'm beginning to find out. But it's huge because society has decided since Twiggy came out in the 60s that women have to be tiny little things with big boobs, and it's not the way God made our bodies. And, and we struggle with that. We struggle with that image that, I don't know, society or magazines or whoever created for us, but it's not the true way that a woman's body is made. So I love that. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we've got a lot more. We have a neurologist. He's retired, and he talks about removing a bullet in utero that lodged in a baby's brain, and both the mother and the baby survived. And really his story is about how emotional it is to be a surgeon, and you basically realize you never hear the end of the story. You know, you might someone lives on the table, but you don't get to hear the rest of the story, these very dramatic things. And over the course of his entire career, there are many, many, many stories, you know, dramatic ones. And, it was just, it's fascinating to me. He actually sent us an email and wanted to submit that story of, he called it the world's tiniest bullet, which I thought was fascinating.
Wow. That is fascinating. Wow. I think it's also fascinating that he's willing to talk about the emotions that a surgeon goes through, because you mainly hear that being in that field, you can't afford to have emotions. You know what I'm saying? But everything has to be just focus on what you're doing, put your emotions aside. They don't serve you. But here, this is wonderful, obviously, brilliant surgeon. If he was able to do that particular surgery, here he is talking about his emotions. That sounds like a fascinating one. Very nice.
Exactly.
Is there another one you want to talk about?
Well, we have lots queued up, but let's keep it a surprise, because it's coming.
Okay, good.
February 7th we'll launch. How about that?
Okay. Awesome. So let's talk about how we get a hold of you so people can go and find your launch of your broadcast and start listening in.
Okay. We have Tree of Trust podcast Facebook page. So join us there. Welcome your comments, anything on that. And we have all the information about the launch on that. And you can submit stories or comments and get in touch with us at treeoftrustpod@gmail.com. And then if you want to get in touch with me, it's Melissa Ford Thornton, writer and storyteller, and that is my Facebook page.
Excellent. And you'll also find Melissa on my website, lifecoachmari.com, lifecoachmari.com. She's up there already. And just click on radio show page, and she's right there. It'll have a link to her website, and it also has a link to this interview, which I hope that you'll pass on so that people can begin to listen to this podcast that is going to be so encouraging. So, Melissa, is there one last thing that you'd like to say to a listener as we're closing down the last few minutes of the show?
I would just like to say that kindness and understanding was so important to me in very little ways when I was going through some of the stuff I was going through. I'm going to give just a small example, and I might get choked up, but when I was in a wheelchair, I had a a friend who wasn't, we weren't very close. We didn't know each other very well. She was a year or two older than I was, so we were a year or two apart in school years. But she lived down the street from me. And she actually came and got me, rolled me down the street, as awkward as I felt. It was summertime. And she had her older brother pick me up and put me on a blanket on the grass, and we had a picnic. And then he put me back in the chair, and she rolled me back home. And it was just a little, but see, I wasn't capable of doing much else. And I think about that now, and I think, you think outside the box sometimes for people. And that was a huge thing. That was a huge thing that I was able to do that afternoon because of her. And sometimes it's just the little things. And sometimes people ask me, well, what do you say? You know, people don't know what to say when someone dies by suicide. You know, what are the right words? Mm-hmm. Sometimes there aren't any words. Just listen. And if somebody cries when something bad happens, okay. Let them sit in their emotions. But don't be afraid to just be there. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of other people's emotions. Nobody's going to die from a few tears.
That's good. I love that story, Melissa. That's beautiful. You know, the kindness that she shared with you, I don't think that she or her brother were aware of how far-reaching that was for you, how much that meant to you. They wanted to do something
exactly.
nice for you, but here it is so many mm-hmm. years later, and that just warms your heart. To remember how kind they were to you. Very good. And we need kindness. We need to bring kindness back. I love that that's your message, because we tend to be the world, you know, the society in general, not we as in you and I, but society in general seems to be less kind lately, not as
mm-hmm.
kind. You know, what you hear on the media, what you hear on Facebook, what you hear everywhere, you hear a lot of very unkind things. But in reality, there are people who are doing kind things, who want to please others or help others. And I think that we're bringing that forth more of a little kindness every day. You know, that's a really old saying about be kind every
mm-hmm.
day. But I think it's important. Sometimes kindness could be, as far as I think, sometimes kindness can be just a smile. Like you go to the store and you smile to the clerk, or you may compliment something
yes.
they're wearing. And sometimes I'm good on compliments. I just love to compliment people. I've always been that way. And so I'll notice a cashier's earrings, and I'll mention something like that, and their face will light up, you know. I mean, they've been
mm-hmm.
there for hours pushing these things through the register, and no one has said a kind word to them. So I'm glad that you encourage, and I encourage the listener to remember to be kind and to pull more kindness into your life for others. And you know what happens? The minute you begin to be more kind, guess what happens? People begin to be more kind to you, because that's the way it goes. It goes in a beautiful circle.
Yes, it does.
So
it's karma.
So is there one last thing that you want to say as we're closing up? Just last minute or so.
Not at all. I would just love to say that, you know, don't be afraid to be authentic. And, you know, what you were saying about the earring, I think sometimes it's
mm-hmm.
the eye contact. The fact that you even looked up and looked, you know, the clerk in the eyes, you know, I think we tend to look down. People are looking at their phones. And
mm-hmm.
also, so many people, you know, we these people who are doing little kind things, they don't do it for a big award. They aren't doing it for to be known. And so a lot of times that or in the news media, they're all over the bad stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not trying to bash that. I'm just saying that that's not big news. It's not
right.
sensational so much. So, you know, just realize that those little seeds that you're planting, they don't have to be anything huge. It's small stuff, and it goes a long way. Those seeds spread. they matter, whether you know it or not.
It's true. So true, Melissa. Thank you so much for being on the show today. It's been such a pleasure.
Oh, thank you, Mari. And you have a wonderful one.
Thanks, and thanks for joining us on Dare to Be Authentic. Catch us next time.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.